This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, June 28th, 2017. I'm Caleb Brown. Among federal priorities for the president, privatizing air traffic control is an idea that's worked well in Canada and Great Britain. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, explains.
President Trump has proposed privatizing the air traffic control system in his recent budget. The Trump idea was not a new one. The House Republicans actually passed a bill out of committee last year to privatize our air traffic control system, which is currently run by the Federal Aviation Administration. It's long been clear that the FAA has been bungling our air traffic control system in terms of investing in new technology and keeping up with our increasingly crowded airspace. So the Trump proposal is long overdue, and I'm optimistic we can actually get this done and move into a better, more innovative, more efficient air traffic control system.
Where do we see the kind of efficiency gains or cost reductions or safety benefits in a privately run air traffic control system?
That's a great question, and the answer is multifaceted. We would move from a subsidized system, which we currently have, to a self-funded system. So the users of the system, meaning mainly the airlines, would pay. So that's a good efficiency thing. Secondly, we would move air traffic controllers out of the government's backwards personnel system into a private, more flexible system where you could use pay for performance. We would move out of the government's backwards procurement system into a private system, giving greater flexibility to buy and innovate with the latest technology. Experience in both Britain and Canada, which have private systems, show that private systems are just more innovative. There's more incentive to install the latest technology and to make advances. The U.S. system under the FAA has suffered from really backwardness in terms of its technology. We still have a radar-based system in the United States. Other countries like Canada are moving toward GPS-based airline navigation. Innovation and technology, we absolutely need it. This is a high-tech business. The skies are getting more crowded. Unless we have a system that's innovative and can create more airspace, then we're going to get more congestion and passengers are going to suffer.
Okay, so how does it work in Canada and Britain?
So in Canada, in two decades ago, in 1996, they moved their system out of the government into a private nonprofit corporation that runs all their air traffic control. It is self-funded, so any airline flying through Canadian airspace pays a fee to the Canadian air traffic control system. So it's funded that way, and it works. The Canadian system is very innovative. They're developing new technologies that they're selling to air traffic control systems around the world. So they have export earnings. So that's something that our system does not have. So the Canadian system is the model for U.S. reforms. The chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Chairman Schuster, last year looked at the Canadian system. He went up to Canada to take a close look at it, was very impressed, and he came back and he introduced a bill basically based on the Canadian nonprofit model. The British have gone to a for-profit, publicly traded corporation for their air traffic control. That has worked very well also, but the Canadian system is the model for U.S. reforms.
Okay, so what are we likely to see? This is included in the budget, but as all presidents' budgets are, they're effectively eviscerated and then reconstructed in the House of Representatives. What are we likely to see before the end of the year? What changes might we see to his plan?
Well, it's very important that the president got on board with this reform. House Republicans are generally for it. Trump and his transportation secretary, Elaine Chao, very much a pro-market leader. She's on board with this. That's very important. There is some resistance from special interests, in particular the general aviation folks, meaning basically the corporate jet folks. They get a sweetheart deal under the current system where they pay very abnormally low fees. So they probably would have to pay more under the new privatized system, which I think as an economist would be efficient and fair. So they're providing some resistance. But I think the resistance can be overcome, and I think this could really happen this year.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.